Let's try that again. Goodness gracious. Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I'm Erin, and I'm trying something new for the morning interview this morning. I've got two guests in today. I've got Jill LaCrone and Carrie Sagal, but they're both in separate rooms, but we're still going to make this happen. It's exciting. Thank you, ladies, both for coming in this morning.
Good morning and happy Friday. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Glad to be here.
Yay, we can hear everyone. Excellent. So we are here to talk about kindergarten and some fun things that are happening with Baranoff Elementary School. So why don't we start with kindergarten? I know I've been reading a bunch on the community calendar of encouraging people to sign up their kiddos for kindergarten. What's the big deal about kindergarten? Why should we bother doing this?
Hi. Well, great. Can I just start, first of all, by thanking all of the Baranoff Elementary families for all their flexibility during these really trying times and stepping up to the plate and just being awesome. And then moving into kindergarten. So kindergarten is so important for so many reasons. I'm sure most of you have heard that old saying that everything I've ever needed to know I learned in kindergarten. Mm-hmm. Well, that is very fitting. Kindergarten is so much more than just coming to school and learning your ABCs. In kindergarten, sure, we learn to, you know, we learn letter sounds and letter names and rhyming. We learn counting and one-to-one correspondence. But so much more than that, or just as important, I guess, is learning to be good humans.
Mm-hmm.
We learn to be kind. We learn to share. We learn to have fun. And we really begin our love of learning in kindergarten.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
And I remember, Carrie, when we were talking a couple weeks ago, when you were here for the morning interview, that I was surprised that kindergarten actually isn't required in the state of Alaska. So even, was that?
I didn't believe so. You look shocked, Jill.
No, it is absolutely not required, but that, it just, is like, so important.
Well, yeah, that's what I was so shocked about, because like, yeah. I definitely still remember kindergarten. I was a little hellion, full disclosure. I've been socialized properly since then.
Right?
Congratulations to all my teachers who did that.
That's where we all learn it.
So this is the importance of, even though it's not required, it's still really important to do, and I think especially in these crazy times that we're going through of, oh my goodness, if there's ever a time where kids need to be socialized and be around other kids mm-hmm. that their age group, oh my goodness, it's going to be this coming fall.
Absolutely. And something about Baranoff Elementary and our kindergarten program, we are really working on developing each child's mm-hmm. potential in their academics and the social emotional learning, which is really what you're referring to.
Yeah.
I like to think we have a whole child program. I mean, our kids come to school and we slide in all those really important learning tasks mm-hmm. while they are having fun.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be because of, obviously, these current times we're mm-hmm. in, how kindergarten is going to be starting is a little different this
yes.
year. How is it looking?
Mm-hmm. So this is going to be really important for all of our kindergarten families, our incoming kindergarten families, to understand. So even if you're not an incoming kindergarten family, if you know somebody who is, please share this with them. So usually in the spring, we do what we call our baseline assessments with mm-hmm. all of our incoming kindergarten students. We learn about them. We get to know them. We get to know their families. And then we create really balanced kindergarten classrooms. Well, because of COVID-19 and our buildings being closed, we can't do that right now.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to have a little different start to our fall. So August 17th, 18th and 19th, mm-hmm. we will be doing our kindergarten baseline assessments with families.
Okay.
So a week or two before that, we will be reaching out to the families that have registered for kindergarten, and we will give them their own little time slot when they can come in and get their assessments done.
Got it.
Big change.
Mm-hmm.
So then on August 20th, we're going to scramble all that information and try and create really well-balanced classrooms.
Mm-hmm.
So then on that same day,
oh my goodness,
we're going to be sending out emails to all the families about their students' class placement. Mm-hmm. And we'll also send it in the mail, but that takes a little longer.
Yeah.
And so on August 20th, we're going to also be doing the Meet Your Teacher.
Wonderful. So definitely that is a day that you should be checking your email
Absolutely.
More often than not.
Yeah. And if we can get it set up, you know, the school district has Remind, which is a texting app. Mm-hmm. And so if we have the ability, we will also be reminding those families. Because Meet Your Teacher is one of the best hour that kindergarten students have. Mm-hmm. They get to come in, explore our school, meet the teacher, but meet the other teachers as well. Yeah. And see our, like, beloved fish tank.
Yeah. And then I'm assuming, like, parents or guardians will be with the kids too, because it's exciting, kindergarten, but it's also a little scary.
Absolutely.
It's a brand new spot, so mm-hmm. it's a good hour to meet everyone mm-hmm. in the place, but also do it with your safety net there too.
Exactly. And they, you know, it's funny because, you know, usually they come in pretty shy, and then by the end of the hour they're like running through the schools. Families have lost them.
Yep. Yeah. So like, yep, they'll be doing just fine.
Exactly.
So that's okay. So the 20th is when teachers will be creating the classrooms.
Yep.
End of the day, everyone can become acquainted with their classroom. And then when does it actually really start?
Okay, so good question. So typically at Baranoff, we start our kids in kind of staggered starts. Mm-hmm. So we start a third, a third, a third, and then they all start together on the fourth day.
Okay.
So we're going to do the same idea, staggered start, August 25th. 26th and 27th.
Okay.
And then August 28th, all of the kindergarten students start together.
Goodness. So in the course of, 9 days, we're going to go from assessments to, and we're all in it.
Absolutely.
Whoa, man.
Right?
There's going to be so much espresso consumed by those teachers. I'm like, all right, we got to get this going. But that's really exciting. And so obviously, because baseline assessment is being pushed back instead mm-hmm. of the spring, it's going to be in August. There's a little more time for people to register their kids.
Sure.
Ideally, yeah. Sooner rather than later is still the case.
Yeah. And so usually we would have closed registration. Mm-hmm. I mean, you don't really close it, but so that we can get those baseline assessments set up. Mm-hmm. But because of just all of the COVID-19,
yeah.
we are just kind of letting everybody register through the summer. And then we'll start all that placement and baseline assessments in the fall.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So that's the big, I guess, the looming thing for teachers of like, oh, my, August. August is going to be interesting. But there's still fun things that are happening for students before they even get into the building. And that's going to be the virtual summer camp. So you said previously when we were just outside the studio that the last two summers there's mm-hmm. been a summer camp for students that have been happening. Obviously, new reality we're in.
Right.
Doesn't mean, though, that kids can't have some pretty awesome experiences over the summer. So what's happening with this virtual camp?
Great. Okay, so we are hosting our Baranoff Virtual Kids Camp. And we have a bunch of really great life experiences set up mm-hmm. that students can access.
Wonderful.
So usually in the last couple of years, we've done a lot of really hands-on exploration mm-hmm. and with all of our students. The capacity in the last 2 years was about 20 to 25 students.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the phenomenal news. Any student who is currently like a kindergartner going to first grade or an incoming kindergartner student can access the Baranoff Virtual Kids Camp.
Wonderful.
It's amazing.
Yeah, to have it all available to anyone who's interested. Mm-hmm. I can imagine the kindergartners going into first grade remembering like, oh, that was so cool. Or yep. my friend Jill did it and I wish I could have. Now they can.
Exactly.
Wonderful.
And so, you know, some of the things that we're looking or we'll be doing mm-hmm. is taking virtual field trips. So I'm sure most of our community has met or heard of Mrs. Loomis.
Mm-hmm.
She was a kindergarten teacher. She is going to be hosting our virtual kids camp this summer. And I would imagine her children will be helping her host the program.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So is this going to be, do you have an idea of how it's going to be structured? Of like, is this going to be, all right, turn on your virtual platform at 1 p.m. on this Tuesday because that's when it's happening? Or is it going to be a little more flexible?
It's going to be a lot. It's going to have a lot more flexibility.
Wonderful.
So what we want is, so Mrs. Loomis is going to record 12 different like summer session videos mm-hmm. that you can access anytime after they have been released. And so let's say your family is gone camping for 4 days and you come back and you want to see what has been going on at the virtual kids camp. You can hop right online
Wonderful.
And log in and experience those, share those experiences with her.
That's excellent. Mm-hmm. So when are these going to be starting up, these summer experiences?
Typically at the end of June.
Okay. So there's still time for kids to, how would they sign up for it? How do they get involved?
So we're going to be sending out postcards to all of our families that will have a QR code.
Mm-hmm.
So you just scan it with your iPhone and then you can go register, and we're going to be using Teams platform again.
Okay. Awesome.
Yeah.
So Teams platform. So this is a platform that families, mm-hmm. most families are probably already familiar with the virtual school we've been experiencing.
And okay. our incoming kindergarten families may not be, but we're here to help them.
Wonderful.
We want to get them registered and we want them to participate in our program.
So I guess let's say someone who QR code gets lost in the mail. Mm-hmm. Are these going to be posted on other platforms?
Well, I'd like to talk about something that we'll be launching in the next week or so. Maybe some of you have liked on Facebook Sitka Kids, which tries to post all the activities going on in Sitka for youth 0 to whatever age. We're now going to be launching a website, and I'm going to make sure that information about Kindergarten Kids Camp is available on www.sitkakids.com.
Wonderful.
So that would be one way, but the school has numerous ways to communicate.
Excellent. So I'm assuming the Facebook page, like you were saying, Carrie, and the new sitkakids.com, which will be, I'm assuming it's going to be a source for a lot of fun things for kids.
And a lot of necessary things for families.
Even better. Awesome. Yes. The fun and the necessary, all integrated into one.
I heard there were incentives to participating.
Yeah, I think, why don't we talk about that? Because we're a little bit out of time, but I want to hear these incentives too.
Perfect. So there will be 12 sessions of summer camp mm-hmm. that are online. So if students attend 10 out of the 12, they will get to choose Baranoff Spirit gear, which we wear every Friday. And if they attend 12 out of 12, their whole family gets spirit
wonderful.
Gear. Yeah. So I hope everybody will jump on and participate in our virtual summer camp.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So for the virtual summer camp, families can expect to see a postcard in the mail in the mm-hmm. coming weeks
yep.
to get set up. Otherwise, sitkakids.com or the Sitka Kids Facebook pages will have information. And then for kindergarten, registration will happen on sitkaschools.org.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And mark your calendars for August 17th, because that's when the party begins.
Exactly.
Wonderful. Well, Jilla Crone, Carrie Sagel, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having us.
It was a pleasure. In these two rooms, we made it happen.